Chapter 20. Mr. Beverley is Tactful. The inquest had been held at the Lamb at Stanton. At Stanton, Robert Ablett was to be buried next day. Bill waited about outside for his friend, wondering where he had gone. Then, realizing that Cayley would be coming out to his car directly, and that a farewell talk with Cayley would be a little embarrassing, he wandered round to the yard at the back of the inn, lit a cigarette, and stood surveying a torn and weather-beaten poster on the stable wall. Grand Theatrical Enter, it announced, to take place on Wednesday, December. Bill smiled to himself as he looked at it. For the part of Joe, a loquacious postman, had been played by William B. Bevel, as the remnants of the poster still maintained. And he had been much less loquacious than the author had intended, having forgotten his words completely. But it had all been great fun. And then he stopped smiling, for there would be no more fun now at the Red House. "Sorry to keep you waiting," said the voice of Antony behind him. "My old friends Amos and Parsons insisted on giving me a drink." He slipped his hand into the crook of Bill's arm and smiled happily at him. "Why were you so keen about them?" asked Bill, a little resentfully. "I couldn't think where on earth you had got to." Antony didn't say anything. He was staring at the poster. "When did this happen?" he asked. "What?"